A Little Golden Book, DC Super Friends, Big Heroes, written by Billy Rex, illustrated by Dan Schoening, read by Ryan Daly to Reese Daly. Okay, first two pages, we got a splash. It looks like our heroes, the Flash, Green Lantern, the John Stewart version, Aquaman, Superman, and Batman. Looks like they're rescuing people from a boat on a pier near a city. Trouble comes in many shapes and sizes, but no trouble is too big for the world's mightiest heroes. When the Flash, Aquaman, Green Lantern, Superman, and Batman unite to save the day, they are known as the Super Friends.
Yeah, Reese. Yeah, just five buddies hanging out. No chicks getting in the way, confusing them, putting weird thoughts in their minds. Yeah, just five buddies. Here they are. They're in front of a cheering crowd. Looks like the mayor is presenting Superman with a golden key to the city. After the Super Friends saved Metropolis once again, the city thanked them with a loud cheer. But one person was not cheering. Lex Luthor.
My latest invention will bring those Super Friends down to size, the villain grumbled in his secret laboratory. I am going to zap them with my shrink ray.
You see, he's got this little shrink ray device, and he's blasting the Super Friends, and they're all reducing in size like Ant-Man.
Now nothing will stop me from taking over Metropolis, Lex shouted.
The colossal criminal took a deep breath and blew the shrunken Super Friends away.
See, he's just blowing, and they're so small that they're all just going flying around.
We're the size of ants, Batman said.
But we can still stop Lex, Superman declared.
Only the Flash noticed the dark shadow looming over their heads. See? They're just standing around the grass, and they're smaller than flowers.
Oh, a big bug looks like a praying mantis.
Suddenly, an enormous praying mantis grabbed Superman in its spiky claws. I know, scary. The Super Friends began to battle the insect. Look, it's got Superman in its claws. The Flash is running around. Green Lantern's there. Uh-oh, what's Batman doing? He's running. It looks like he's putting his shoulder down and ramming into some kind of web.
We need a little help from one of Mother Nature's other creatures, Batman said.
He threw himself against a spider's web, causing the silky strands to vibrate.
Whoa, look at that giant spider!
A hairy spider scurried down the web and attacked the praying mantis. As the two creepy crawlies clashed, the Super Friends dashed away. Unfortunately, the Flash ran right into a hungry Venus flytrap. The plant's prickly jaws snapped shut, trapping the Flash. Superman used his incredible strength to open the plant's thorny mouth. Batman swung in on his bat rope to free the Flash.
Thanks, the Flash said. For a second, I thought I was going to be fast food.
See the runaway? Uh-oh, looks like a giant white wave is washing away Aquaman and Green Lantern.
Then it started to rain. Green Lantern and Aquaman were swept away in a trickle of water, which was like a raging river to the tiny heroes.
Aquaman shouldn't have any trouble with that.
Oh, here we go.
As Aquaman tumbled under the water, he called out to a nearby turtle. It gave him a ride to solid ground. The other Super Friends dodged raindrops as they raced to catch up with Aquaman. Green Lantern created a submarine with his power ring to escape the rough water.
Let's go get Lex Luthor, Superman said, as all the Super Friends arrived safely on the scene.
See, they all used their powers to get back to dry land.
Whoa! To montage pages. Okay, looks like the Flash is running by cars. Green Lantern and Aquaman are dodging boots. There's a girl with an ice cream chasing the Flash. There's a dog barking at Batman.
All right, here we go.
The shrunken heroes dodged speeding cars, barking dogs, sticky fingers, and big boots until they found Lex.
I'm the king of Metropolis.
Look, He's got the mayor of Metropolis in a little jar.
Lex didn't notice a hornet's nest hanging over his head, but the super friends did. Superman used his heat vision to cut the nest loose. It fell right into Lex's lap. Hundreds of angry hornets started to sting him. Pinch, 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 sting, sting, sting. Oh, look at that. Flash is running up to the shrink ray. At super speed, the Flash ran to the shrink ray and switched the controls to reverse. They all turned big again. Green Lantern used his power ring to activate the shrink ray. The Super Friends began to grow bigger and bigger and bigger. Superman grabbed Lex. The people of Metropolis were saved. Everyone cheered. Hooray!
Foiled again, Lex, Batman said, and this time by a bunch of tiny hornets.
It just goes to show you, Superman said, that heroes will always save the day, no matter what size they are.
Get it? Get it? It's a little message to you, because you're tiny. You're tiny, little Reese.
Look at him standing over. Ah, oh, Lex has all these little welts from this hornet stings.
Just wait till you get stung by a hornet for the first time. It sucks.
Okay, that was the Little Golden Book DC Super Friends Presents Big Heroes.
Did you like it? What was your favorite part?
It was the Batman voice. Did you like me doing the Batman voice?